Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning together Iyov Perek Chof, the 20th chapter in the book of Iyov. And this is now the second speech of Sofer. Remember that Iyov has three friends in which he is having a conversation with. They are Eliphaz, Bildad, and Sofer. They have had all their first rounds with the exception of Sofer, the third friend, and Sofer now has his second speech. This speech is contained in one perek, this perek, perek chof, and it is 29 psukim long. Let's try to understand what's going on over here. If you remember back, Tzofer's first speech to Iyov was essentially a deeply philosophical conversation. He was arguing that how can you say that human beings have a problem with knowing how Hashem acts? Well, human beings' knowledge is very different to Hashem's knowledge. And that explains why tzaddikim can suffer and rishayim can prosper, because we don't really know what Hashem knows, therefore what we're looking at is not really what it appears to be. That argument obviously failed, because Iyov retorted and responded numerous times, and clearly it's not a sufficient argument for Iyov. So Tzofer now takes a new tack in this speech, and he decides to focus upon more practical aspects of why it is that the evil prosper in this world. And he's going to be focusing on, within the confines of this world, how Rishayim suffer. Let's jump straight in. The first point he makes is in the first three psukim. In this part he says, look, I understand you do not accept my first suggestion because it was too ethereal, so I retract that argument. Instead, I'm going to deal with just what is sensed, as he says in Pasuk Beis, Chushi Vi, that which I sense. Lachen Seifi Yeshuvini, I've returned my thoughts. Uvavur Chushivi. I'm going to now focus on, as the Malbim understands this Pasuk, I'm now going to focus on that which is tangible in understanding this. And here he gets to his first point. Number one, he points out, this is the second point in our progression, but the first essential part of his argument, Psukim Dalad and Hay. He says, look, if you're going to look at evil and good, when it comes to humanity, you can't start today, you can't start yesterday, you need to look at the whole picture. Hazos yadata mini ad mini osim lo'odom ale oretz. Have you considered the anthropological history of human beings on the place of the planet? And have they suffered and how they haven't? Because you know what, the idea of rinanas rishoyim yikorov simchas chonef adayad, adayroga, you know, the idea of rishoyim succeeding is something which is only momentary. Now, that could mean one of two things. It could mean that we're looking at it from a few years' perspective, and years or even a lifetime isn't sufficient. Or it could be, as the Malbim says, is that in the earlier days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was much more precise with adjusting the punishment of Rishayim immediately. And now, for whatever reason, things have, so to speak, there's been more space between action and result. So you need to go back to, we'll call it the history of how things work. Those are different ways of looking at it. Which leads him to his third point. Psukim Vov to Tes. In this section, he says, look, success now might actually be the precursor to imminent downfall. Meaning, as we know, the higher they go, the harder they fall. So maybe while HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing this person up all the way to the Shemayim, Verosho, La'ov Yagia, they reach the clouds in the heaven. You know why? Kegloloi La'netzach Yaved. In order that they should be destroyed completely and utterly. Kechalom Ya'uf, like a passing and forgotten dream. That's why perhaps they're succeeding, because it's part of the plan of destruction in this world. And he goes on to describe how immediate this is in the next point. Point four. This is from Psukim Yud to Tes Zayin. In this section, he describes how fast and unanticipated death will be. He will be succeeding strongly and then die immediately. There'll be no long period of sickness for them to have any form of contrition or change. He'll be healthy and think he's eating something healthy, and then when he does, he eats something which is going to be bad, and he'll be poisoned irreversibly without any way of being able to recover. That's how terrible it is. He goes into graphic detail. He'll have the poison inside of him, he won't be able to digest anything. It's a terrible description, but the point the Malbim understands being made over here is there won't be any time for turnarounds. The fifth point he makes is in Psukim Yud Zayin to Chof Aleph. In this section, he points out that anyone who is succeeding in evil will never really even enjoy the moment. Meaning, yes, I've finished telling you that the evil people are brought up high in order to smash them down far harder. I've just told you that ultimately they'll die in a very fast way. But it's also true that they never really will have any shalva or serenity. Because you know what? They'll always be fighting those they took from. The people who they cheated, the people who And he says, Kol yad omel tovoena, hitovoenu. He's going to have to fight off those who are trying to protect themselves, who are trying to get back the assets which they took. And then, not only will he be fighting against the humans, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will intervene and send his arrows against him and slowly but surely target him to the point where there'll be nowhere to go. He'll be consumed by darkness. Kol choshech tomim b'tzipunov, techleu esh lenupach, yeira sarid ba'olai. He is going to be completely destroyed. And finally, at the very end, he points out, and this is the closing pasuk of the perek, which really is the capstone of this experience, is Zeh Chelek Adam Rasha Melokim. This is what happens to people who are bad to Hashem. V'nachalas Imroi Mekel. And and what is the portion of those who speak from Hashem. This is so powerful. This is such a powerful perek. Again, notice that everything that Sofer is saying is within the confines of this world. He's no longer focusing on the journey of the soul. He's no longer focusing on divine intellect versus human intellect and what is good and what is really not good. He's saying that every human being, if you look long enough and you have a longitudinal enough perspective, you'll understand why it is that they are suffering. In fact, Rav Schwab points out at the end of the perek over here a very sad fact, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or that Sofer is saying that really Eov, if you want to know what's happening to you, what's he saying in a veiled way over here is, you are that Rasha. You are that person who was succeeding so much, and now ultimately you're going to be failing. You know, the Chavetz Chaim gives a mashal for this for this idea. He talks about a person who goes to a different town, and he goes into a shul, and he's there on Shabbos, and he sees the gabbais walking all around. He runs to this person in the front left, and then he goes all the way to the back, just by the mechitza over there, that fell over there, and he spends the whole davening running around doing Pesukah Dezimra to find these different people to ask them to come up. So the fellow comes over to the gabbai after davening, and he says, you know, I don't understand. Why didn't you just make it simple? You know, why didn't you just ask him as the first aliyah, him as the second aliyah, him as the third aliyah, him as the fourth aliyah, and just make it, you know, have people sit in a line, and 1, 2, 3, you know, instead of running away and around and spending all your time doing this. So the man says, well, have you been here before? Have you been in this town before? Have you been here for the past Shavuosim? The man says, no. He says, well, then you don't understand. You don't understand that person deserved an aliyah because he has signed a bar mitzvah a week ago, but they weren't in town. You don't know that person just had yahrzeit last week. You don't know that this person was celebrating a bat mitzvah for his granddaughter, and that's going to be in the coming week. You don't know any of the things. So without context, you know what? You should come back here for a year. You'll get to know people. You'll get to know what's going on a little bit. And then you'll understand who gets the aliyahs, who goes up, who goes down, who does, who doesn't. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying as well. And that's what Sofer is saying to Eov. Listen, you are making assumptions. You think you know everything over here. But there's a longitudinal perspective. Come back a long time. Look at humanity for a while and you'll see that really the evil will actually have a downfall, which is within this world. And that's the accusation he's making at Eov himself. Just to appreciate, this is coming just after Eov has said, Chaneni, Chaneni. He's just asked his friends to have pity on him. But Sofer still feels so strongly that Eov is in fact guilty for his own situation that he cannot withhold himself by saying this speech. Very powerful, very sad at the same time. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.